Eva Kodja, it's me sure Joe Ballard, Tofalcher Roy, the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello, friends, I'm Joe Ballard, and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme, you'll hear all types, styles, and genre of Irish music, traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish, and old time Irish songs, with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography, and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello, friends, and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation, or a question to ask. On this week's programme, we've got our usual favourites lined up, a little bit of self-indulgence on Joe's part, some of my favourite Irish tracks as well, and we've got some unusual tracks that maybe perhaps we haven't played before. Starting with a Cayley band. Now, we don't do that too often, do we? This is the, well, one of the most popular and famous of all Cayley bands, the Kilfenora Cayley band, playing some foot-tapping reels for us. Thank you. recorded live at a Cayley over there in County Clare in the west of Ireland, the Kilfenora Cayley Band. And we're moving from County Clare right down to County Tipperary. Now, this is a young lady that, well, we feature regularly on Sounds Irish simply because I love her voice. Anne Breen, and she's got Tipperary on her mind.
Sometimes it's hard to be alone. Well, you may say I live a memory that I may seek and never find. Well, maybe that is how it's meant to be, that I have something on my mind. Temporary.
A bit of country and Irish there, did we not hear from Anne Breen and Tipperary on My Mind? Now we come to a song that is one of my favourites. It's Brendan O'Dowd, of course, and he's telling us the story about what happens down the old Boreen. I've told you before, a Boreen is a little road or a lane, and he's telling us, I like to wander down the old Boreen when the hawthorn blossoms are in bloom. Now, I'll tell you what I do. I let Brendan do it. He does better than I do.
It was on a summer's evening in the merry month of May. I was coming from the fair of Cappamore. I was driving home a pretty pair of heifers by the way, when by chance I stood outside a cottage door. I just dropped in to light me pipe as any lad might do, when going to or coming from a fair. When I spied a pretty Colleen with two eyes of melting blue, faith was really then my heart felt very queer. I love to ramble down the old Boreen when the hawthorn and blossoms are in bloom, and to sit by the gate on the old mossy sit, a whispering to Kate Muldoon. I was coming from my farm down a neighbour in Boreen, when I met sweet Kitty tripping like a fawn. She gave me such a smile that I felt like in a dream, and I never slept a wink that night till morn. But the next time that I met her, sure I told her of my love, she blushed and nearly let her basket fall. Then she said, go on, you schemer, with a gentle little shove, and added, ask me, father, that was all. I love to ramble down the old Boreen when the hawthorn and blossoms are in bloom, and to sit by the gate on the old mossy sit, a-whispering to Kate Muldoon. I was thrashing in the barn when her father came one day and said, Patsy Murphy, what is this I hear? I've been speaking to my daughter, well now what have you to say? Wish of faith I couldn't say a single word. Then he took me by the hand and said, Patherick, me son, I'd be glad to see you settled well in life. And since you love me, daughter, and her heart you fairly won, at shrovetide you can make the girl your wife. I love to ramble down the old Boreen when the hawthorn and blossoms are in bloom, and to sit by the gate on the old mossy sit, a-whispering to Kate Muldoon. Whispering to Kate Muldoon.
And to sit by the gate on the old mossy seat, whispering to Kate Muldoon. Oh, the devil. That was Brendan O'Dowd, of course. And now it's back to the ladies again, and this time it's my favourite Irish female vocalist, and of course regular listeners will know to whom I refer, Anne Marie O'Riordan. And she's singing a song that, well, goes along with a lot of Irish history, inasmuch as there was much poverty down through the ages here in Ireland, particularly in the years following the famine. Here, Anne Marie O'Riordan and Hard Times.
Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears, while we are some sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. There's a song lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. By the Sieg Martin beauty and music bright and gay, their frail forms fading at the door. Though their voices are silent, their pleading looks will say, oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis a song which sighs of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. There's a pale, silent maiden who toils her life away. With a warm heart, her better days are o'er. Though her voice may be merry, she's sighing all the day. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis a song which sighs of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more.
Ah, quite excited now, because this is the first of our emails on this week's programme. We've got a few, well, three or four, I think. But the first one comes from, wait for it, New York. New York, so good they named it twice or something. It comes from Pat. I get regular emails from Pat, so much so that we're very good friends now. But she says, Joe, could you please play that song about the Irish Rose? Now, Pat, I've a lot of roses to choose from when it comes to Ireland, but I think I know the one you mean. It's by Barleycorn, and it's called My Lovely Irish Rose. And she says, I do enjoy most of what you play on Sound Irish. Not everything, but then she says, it's such a wonderful programme, and we'd like to hear more about yourself, Joe. Tell us a little about yourself. I might do that before the end of the programme. But Pat, for you, Barleycorn and My Lovely Irish Rose.
A winding river wends its way near to an Irish home. To mingle with Tribeca Bay, where rolls the Atlantic foam. 'Twas in a cot close to a spot where the river gently flows, that I bade goodbye to my little girl, my lovely Irish Rose. Old Donegal, the best of all, I never shall forget. In Carnfir, beyond compare, I think I see it yet. But I'd rather stray by the old mill brae, where soft the green grass grows. On a summer's night, with my heart's delight, my lovely Irish Rose. Thank you. I miss your loving words of cheer, your lovely Irish smile. Before I lay me down tonight, before my eyes I close, I pray that God may guide you right, my lovely Irish rose. I pray that God may guide you right, my lovely Irish rose.
Now, another of our regular contributors to Sounds Irish, the Clancy Brothers. Now, they're singing a song that you all know so well. Well, you all know about moonshine. Now, people in America think they invented moonshine. I've got news for you. No, it was first invented in Ireland. Of course, we call it potsheen. And when the lads emigrated to Canada and America and places of that ilk, well, they made their own potsheen, but they didn't call it potsheen. It was called moonshine. But here, the Clancy Brothers changed the lyrics a little bit. I'll make you a gallon for a 10-shilling bill, they say. But we all know it's a $10 bill, because you know what it is. Listen, here, the Clancy Brothers and the Moonshiner.
I've been a moonshiner for many a year. I've spent all me money on whiskey and beer. I'll go to some hollow and I set up me still, and I'll make you a gallon for a 10-shilling bill. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long ways from home, and if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry and I'll drink when I'm dry, and if moonshine don't kill me, I live till I die. I'll go to some hollow in this country, 10 gallons of wash I can go on a spree. No women to follow, the world is all mine, and I love none so well as I love the moonshine. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long ways from home, and if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, and I'll drink when I'm dry, and if moonshine don't kill me, I live till I die. Oh, moonshine, dear moonshine, oh, how I love thee. You kill me, old father, but are you try me? Oh, bless all moonshiners and bless all moonshine. Oh, its breath smells as sweet as the dew on the vine. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long ways from home, and if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, and I'll drink when I'm dry, and if moonshine don't kill me, I live till I die.
And if moonshine don't kill me, the obvious, I live till I die, from the Clancy Brothers there. Now, we're having another ballad group now, and this one, well, it was very popular in the late 60s and early 70s, Sweeney's Men. I've got a feeling, however, that this is not an Irish song. I wouldn't bank on it, though. Don't quote me on it either. But it's Sweeney's Men and the Heartfelt Cry of a Maiden. You'll get the idea.
Thank you. I have often heard it said from me father and me mother that going to a wedding is the makings of another. Well, if this be so, then I'll go without a bidding. Oh, it's kind providence, won't you send me to a wedding? For it's, oh dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garret? Oh, now there's my sister Jean, she's not handsome or good looking, scarcely 16 and the feller she was courting. And now she's 24 with a son and a daughter. Here am I 45 and I've never had an offer. And it's, oh dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garret? I can cook and I can sew, I can keep the house right tidy, rise up in the morning and get the breakfast ready. But there's nothing in this wide world would make me half so cheery as a wee fat manny who would call me his own dearie. And it's, oh dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garret? Oh, come landsman or come tinsman, come tinker or come tailor, come fiddler or come dancer, come ploughboy or come sailor, come rich man, come poor man, come fool or come witty, come any man at all that would marry me for pity. And it's, oh dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garret? Oh, will I the way home? There's nobody heeding, there's nobody heeding to poor Annie's pleading. And I'll away home to my own wee bit garret. If I can't get a man, then I'll surely get a parrot. For it's, oh dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garret?
A cri de coeur from the lady. If I can't get a man, I will surely get a parrot. Sweeney's Men. Friends, over the last couple of weeks, the northwest of Ireland has been hit by a dreadful storm. Huge waves came crashing in and very, very heavy rain fell down on that part of Ireland up in the northwest. County Donegal took the brunt of the storm and many roads were washed away and houses were flooded and people found themselves homeless. It's one of the greatest icons of Irish music and a native of Donegal, of course, we all know, is Daniel O'Donnell. And to raise funds for that particular stricken part of our country, Daniel has gathered some of his musical friends together to put on a huge concert to, as I say, raise funds for the project. First of all, we congratulate Daniel on his effort and we wish him luck. And now we're going to play one of his tracks. We might get another one in before the end of the programme if you behave yourselves. But here he's singing all about the boys from Killybegs, which is a fishing port up in Donegal and was also hit by the dreadful storm.
There are wild and rocky hills on the coast of Donegal. The fishermen are hardy, brave and free. And the big Atlantic swell is a thing they know right well, as they fight to take a living from the sea. With the pleasant rolling sea and the herring running free, the fleet all riding gently through the foam. When the boats are loaded down, there'll be singing in the town when the boys from Killybegs come rolling home. Now you've done your rubber boots, you've got your oilskins on, you check your gear to see that it's okay, and your jumper keeps you warm, for it's cold before the dawn, then you're ready to begin another day. With the pleasant rolling sea and the herring running free, the fleet all riding gently through the foam. When the boats are loaded down, there'll be singing in the town, when the boys from Killybegs come rolling home. Now the weather's blowing rough, and the work is very tough, and the ropes will raise the welts upon your hands. But you'll never leave the sea, or whoever you may be, when it's in your blood it's hard to live on land. With the pleasant rolling sea and the herring running free, the fleet all riding gently through the foam. When the boats are loaded down, they'll be singing in the town, when the boys from Killybegs come rolling home. Well, there's purple on the hill, there's green down by the shore, the sun has cast its gold upon the sea, and there's silver down below, where the herring fishes go. When they catch them, they'll be gold for you and me. With the pleasant rolling sea and the herring running free, the fleet all riding gently through the foam. When the boats are loaded down, they'll be singing in the town, when the boys from Killybegs come rolling home. With the pleasant rolling sea and the herring running free, the fleet all riding gently through the foam. When the boats are loaded down, they'll be singing in the town, when the boys from Killybegs come rolling home. When the boys from Killybegs come rolling home.
Daniel O'Donnell and the boys from Killybegs, and we wish Daniel the very best and his friends with their fundraising project. Now, I quite often on the programme say an Irish song or a country and Irish song or a traditional Irish song, but quite often we also say an Irish-American song. These songs are songs that were written by people who were of Irish ancestry but live in America. And they wrote songs about longing to come home back to Ireland, or singing songs that their grandparents had told them all about the land that they left behind. Here's one such American song, Irish American song, I should say. If I say to you, name me an Irish American song, I'm really sure that this one would come up in the top three. Listen to Dermot O'Brien's version of this very famous song, which was a huge hit way back when the moon was green cheese for Bing Crosby.
Over in Killarney, many years ago, my mother sang a song to me in tones so sweet and low, just a simple little ditty in her quaint old Irish way. And I'd give the world if I could hear her sing that song today. Tooraloo, alura, lullaby, that's an Irish lullaby. Tooralloora, an Irish lullaby. Tooraloora,
the multi-talented Dermot O'Brien, no longer with us, he's gone to God now, God rest him, and his interpretation of Tooraloora, or an Irish lullaby. Now, did you ever think that you would hear the Beatles on Sounds Irish? Well, this is a song that was written by the Beatles. It's also to demonstrate the wonderful talent of one of my favourite Irish female singers, Dolores Keane. Dolores hails from, as I've told you regularly, a very traditionally Irish music family. But here, Dolores combines her talent, her musical talent, with those of Day Dannon. Now, we played Day Dannon, what was it, the jig we played for them last, the chicken's run, wren's neck or something it was, on last week's programme from Day Dannon, another very talented group. So what have you got here? A wonderful mixture. A song written by the Beatles, sung by Dolores Keane with the help of Day Dannon. What more can you ask? Sheer joy.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. Still a chance that they will see, there will be an answer, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. There will be an answer, let it be. Shine until tomorrow, let it be.
be.